Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
No need to keep hitting refresh. We got this.
KFI.
And KOST HD2.
Los Angeles.
Orange County.
Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
I guess this means no reruns. I'm Mark Ronner, live from the KFI 24-hour newsroom. An 11th-hour deal, or more like an 11th-hour and 59-minute deal, has been reached, averting a strike that would have shut down film and television productions across the U.S. IATSE, the union representing crew members on movies and TV shows, agreed on a contract today with studios who employ them. Disputes over working conditions prompted members of the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees to vote to authorize a strike for the first time in the union's 128-year history, and a Monday deadline had been set. News brought to you by Mike Diamond, the Smell Good Plumber. Three teenagers are in the hospital after getting shot during a fight at a Halloween party in Whittier. Police say several people were part of the fight that spilled out onto Obregon Street, where there was a vigil going on. One of the people in the fight pulled out a gun and shot three people who are in the hospital. Police are still looking for the shooter. The president of the L.A. City Council says the council will have to address the corruption charges against Mark Ridley Thomas. Nuri Martinez says the council will have to take appropriate action, though she wouldn't elaborate on what that would be. Martinez says she understands the charges stem from Ridley Thomas's time as a county supervisor, but the charges are serious. When former Councilman Jose Huizar was indicted last year on unrelated corruption charges, Martinez stripped him of his committee positions and suspended him from service. A church pastor and civil rights leader from Compton says the charges against MRT could shake up the African-American community.
When we see something like this being reported, of course, it begins to make the community nervous that possibly another one of our representatives could fall.
Michael Fisher says black men have to work harder to achieve a leadership position, so seeing something like this happen has an impact on younger men. Fisher says regardless of the outcome, the African-American community will rally around Ridley Thomas. Today's Saturation Saturday, a law enforcement project to cut down on speeding and reckless driving. The California Highway Patrol's increasing safe traffic safety operations.
We're going to be focusing on primary collision factors, infractions or violations for primary collision factors. That being said, we'll be looking for speed, we'll be looking for DUI drivers and aggressive or reckless drivers as well.
CHP's Valley Division Officer Eulogio Ceja says stick to the speed limits, drive sober, and avoid distractions. The OC Healthcare Agency is encouraging people to get two shots this year.
Those two are the COVID-19 vaccine and the flu shot. Officials say now that we have entered flu season, getting sick with both COVID and the flu is a real risk. COVID cases continue to trend down in Orange County. The average daily number of cases has dropped from 249 to 223 between October 8th and October 14th. Hospitalizations and ICU admissions are also down. Blake Trolley, KFI News.
The gallons of crude oil that spilled into the ocean from that pipeline break in Orange County could be higher than recently reported.
Officials, including the Coast Guard, have settled on a minimum spillage of 25,000 gallons. But when KFI News asked about the total gallons based off the 250,000 pounds of petroleum solids from the beaches, a spokesperson from the incident command said much of the oil had been absorbed in the ocean and they hadn't bothered with a conversion. A petroleum conversion chart shows 250,000 pounds of solid crude oil turns into 31,000 gallons of liquid crude oil. Now add that to the 5,544 gallons recovered from the ocean. It totals almost 37,000 gallons, not counting the oil that may have been absorbed in the ocean. When presented with these findings, the incident command replied, "We're focused on cleanup." Steve Gregory, KFI News.
And a wizard in New Zealand is out of a job. The 88-year-old man has held the title of official minister of the mystical realm for more than 20 years, but he has been laid off by the city of Christchurch because of comments he made about women. The wizard says he'll continue his wizardly duties even if he's not getting paid anymore. The city gave the wizard a salary of about $11,000 a year. Now let's check a crash on the 110 in downtown L.A.
This is on the northbound side of the 110, just past 3rd Street. It's a three-car smash-up, all three vehicles in the right lane. CHP's on the scene that's stacking you up pretty solidly coming off of Olympic, leaving Santa Monica, heading into West LA, eastbound 10 at 405. Bender's in the right lane. They're waiting on a tow truck here, a little bunch-up coming off of Bundy. And if you're moving through Irwindale, westbound 210 before Vernon Avenue, an SUV broke down in the right lane. CHP's on the scene. That's an attention getter. Looks a little gawker's block, slowing things down just a bit from Azusa Avenue. KFI in the sky helps get you there faster. I'm Ryan Duggan.
The pandemic's reminded us we live in a sea of airborne germs that can assault us with every breath. Your nose is the body's first line of defense by helping filter out allergens, bacteria, and viruses before they reach your lungs. But like any air filter, the more clogged up it gets, the less it works. So how do you clean your nose? I'm Martin Hoke, and I didn't invent nasal irrigation. The neti pot's been around thousands of years. But I did invent Navage to make cleaning your nose easy. Navage uses powered suction to flush out mucus and germs that cause congestion, or worse, can make you sick. Over 2 million people use Navage to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. Navage has over 70,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars because it works and it's easy to use. Go to Navage.com or find Navage at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Bed Bath, and Target. Now available with eucalyptus for a spa-like experience. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Southland weather from KFI. Getting down to 58 in L.A. tonight. Sunny tomorrow. Mid to high 60s at the beaches. 76 in metro L.A. and O.C. Mid 70s in the valley. 75 to 80 in the Inland Empire. Monday, we got some fog and a bit of drizzle. Then mid 60s in most places. Right now, it's 72 in Granada Hills. 65 in Venice. 69 in Tustin. And 65 in Los Alamitos. We lead local. Live from the KFI 24-hour newsroom, I'm Mark Ronner.
Welcome back, Mark Summers, Saturday night in Los Angeles, live on KFI. You can also listen on your iHeart Radio app. Hey, Mark Ronner, what'd you think of our first guest tonight? You appreciate show business, don't you?
I was so happy to be working tonight. What a cool night to be here. And let me just add something. You guys were talking about whether Don Rickles could make it today because of all the political correctness. The last live time I saw Rickles, he singled out an Asian woman in the audience and said, "She looks like a beaver eating a chair." So the answer to that question is no. He would have been canceled.
Well, you know, I'll tell you a story. I've never told this story. I was speaking at a convention down in New Orleans. And when I got on the plane, I was the first guy on the plane. And because somebody else was paying, I was sitting in first class. And then this older black couple came and sat behind me in first class. Don Rickles walks in and he sees the black couple behind me. He goes, "Why are you sitting? Shouldn't you be cleaning the plane?"
Oh, God.
And I thought to myself, oh my God. And they burst into laughter. And because you knew he didn't mean it.
And
okay? Also,
he was the last man alive who could get away with that.
He's the only guy.
Now that he's gone, that's done.
It's done. It's just done. Do you remember a comedian by the name of Jackie Leonard?
I don't.
Yeah, he was actually before Rickles, he was doing that kind of insult humor. And they always said that Rickles stole his act. But that kind of humor just would never make it today in any way, shape, or form because exactly what we just spoke about, the internet and those, 9% who decide what's politically correct and what can be said and not be said. So have you seen the new Dave Chappelle?
I have. And context is everything, you know. I watched it, and as a lifelong LGBT ally and student of comedy, I thought it was much more nuanced and satirical than people are giving it credit for. He was not attacking LGBT people.
Everybody's too sensitive. Thank you, Mr. Ronner. We will speak soon. Dave Calloway is our board op tonight. Sam Z is our producer. And who's coming up next? Well, a dear friend. Tonight is friend night here. People that I've worked with in the industry throughout the years, and this man has had a stellar career, still has this stellar career, and maybe it's the best job in the entertainment business. He is currently the CBS News travel editor, but he's done that and so much more. Please welcome Peter Greenberg. Sir, how are you?
I am fine, sir, and happy to be with you.
Tell me where you are this evening, because every week you're broadcasting from some other exotic location. What exotic location are we from tonight?
Well, to some people it might be considered exotic. Tonight I'm in Atlanta.
Oh, nice. And they just won the game tonight. First game for the National League Championship. So there's going to be people celebrating all night there in Atlanta. You won't get to sleep probably.
Well, not to mention the fact that Georgia won today, of course, in college football. So, yeah, it's all sports all the time tonight.
And what are you doing in Atlanta?
I'm actually speaking at the big travel and adventure show. I'll speak tomorrow and then get back on a plane. I came in last night from the Turks and Caicos. Then tomorrow night I'll get back on another plane and go up to Mackinac Island in Michigan, where we'll do a segment of my television show. And then from there, back to L.A. for a whopping 48 hours, and then it gets crazier and crazier.
Do you still have your place in the Valley here?
No, I actually sold it a couple of years ago. I live in L.A., and I live on a boat in the marina.
You do?
I do.
Unbelievable. See, you just have the most amazing life. I can't even believe it. You know, I was following you all during COVID, and for, some reason, you weren't frightened to travel. Where all were you traveling during COVID?
Well, we started actually in July of 20, even before there was a vaccine. We shot in Florida, in Alabama, in Croatia. Then we went into Turkey, the Dominican Republic, then shot a number of pieces in Mexico, back to Turkey. And then, of course, over to once it opened, we were in the United Kingdom and then the rest of Europe.
And so when you would travel, I had friends who were in Italy, who were in Turkey, and they said, like, if you'd get on public transportation and somebody had their mask on improperly, the people would shout at them. And for some reason, only the United States has made this a political thing. But I guess worldwide, it's not the case.
No, worldwide, it's a bona fide public health issue, and they treat it that way. And they actually ask you to behave. And so what we did, obviously, was we behaved. We played by the rules. Obviously social distancing is a big deal, as it should have been, and life went on. But again, in the U.S., completely different story.
Different story. I do these walking tours. That's my newest passion. And so I did 70 miles in Tuscany and Umbria, and then right before COVID, I was in Portugal, and I did 60 miles in about 5 days. And my next, adventure is going to be in Croatia. Tell me why I should go to Croatia.
Well, first of all, I've been going to Croatia for 45 years now.
Really?
I go back to the old days of Tito when it was Yugoslavia.
Oh, my.
Completely different, of course, now. So many different things to see along the Dalmatian coast. And, of course, you see the differences that came out even with, Bosnia-Herzegovina, not just Croatia, but of course, all the different places, Split and Rab. Istria, I mean, it's so much history is there, and people are now willing to talk about it.
I love Turkey. That's another location that, for some reason, people tend to be hesitant. They tend to go to Italy or France or maybe England, and that's about it. But when you venture out into more exotic locales and more interesting historical places, I just found it amazing. The people were ridiculously nice. Some of the best food I'd ever had in my entire life. Do you have a favorite place of all the places you've traveled?
Well, I'll tell you the favorite place, but then I want to go back and talk about Turkey for a bit. For me, I'm going to say something very corny, so Mark, forgive me. My favorite place in the world is anywhere I happen to be with somebody I'm in love with.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Because travel is, by definition, an experience meant to be shared.
Yep.
And so I'll segue to this, and you don't even know I was going to say this. I love Turkey for another reason. My wife is from Turkey.
Really?
And so, and if you take a look at the map, Turkey borders on so many different countries and cultures. We just did a one-hour special for PBS, which is on the air now. As we like to say, check your local listings.
Mm-hmm.
Also available on Amazon Prime and Apple Plus, a one-hour special called Hidden Turkey. It's part of a series that I do, and my mantra for this, in fact, my mandate is three things. No gift shop, no TripAdvisor logo, and no tour buses. Now let's go see someplace. And so what we do on these shows is I take you to all the things that are not in the brochures, not in the guidebooks, that are accessible to you, not just destinations, but experiences, and that creates the show. So literally, you didn't know that I did it, but we just finished it. It's on the air as of this week.
Well, I go to petergreenberg.com on a regular basis, and the one that I've liked most recently is your behind the scenes of the island of Kauai, which I've been to numerous times, but I learned more on your 12-minute video that I watched than I ever learned from all the trips I've gone there. What a beautiful location.
When you think about what it's been used as just as a location, for every major movie of romance and adventure, you know, from Bali High to Jurassic Park, but specifically the way you can get around that island by boat, by hiking, by biking, things that are, you know, go way beyond what you would normally do on a tour. It's a pretty cool place to be.
We've got to take a break. When I come back, we're going to talk a little bit about booking hotels, because is it the website? Should you call direct? And what's the deal with no housekeeping now? That is an issue that I really want to discuss with you, because I find it confusing. And I also want to talk to you about why these hotels, which have been shut down for the last 12 or 18 months, are charging exorbitant prices so that nobody can afford to stay in any of these places. It's Mark Summers on KFI. We'll be back with Peter Greenberg talking all things travel right after this break. KFI AM 640 live on your iHeartRadio app around the globe. Mark Summers discussing all things travel with the man who is the expert on all things travel, Peter Greenberg. Peter, tell me about hotels, especially now with COVID hopefully winding down. Should I go to the website? Should I call directly? What's the best way to get the best rate?
Well, the first thing you should always do is only go to the website to research, not necessarily to book. You need to have a conversation, especially now, to find out what you're not going to be getting. You know, hotels are very good about advertising rate. They're not really good about advertising value or giving you the opportunity to figure out what's not going to be delivered. So the problem right now, and it's not just in Southern California, it's worldwide, is, you know, beware the law of unintended consequences. The pandemic, 18 months of it, gave everybody an opportunity to reassess their own life, their own lot in life, their job, where they live, how they live, how they earn their money, what defines their sense of happiness. And we've seen the great migration followed by the great resignation. As a result, hotels cannot, and that's not just particular hotels, but you want to ask about the hotels, so we'll talk about it, they can't get the staff. So how can they operate at 100% occupancy, even if the demand is there, if they can't support it? So I've stayed at hotels where there was literally no housekeeping staff, where there was one woman as a waitress in the restaurant working almost all three shifts. It was terrible. And where there was no dry cleaning or laundry, where there was no bar or restaurant, and yet they were charging the regular rates. So the reason why you want to have a conversation once you identify a place you want to stay is to remember that everything, especially now, is negotiable. So if they're not going to be providing the services that you came to expect to have, that would be reflected in that rate, then negotiate the rate down or don't stay there. Or at least you'll know what you're getting into.
What about all these additional fees that you get charged, $40 or $50 for the internet and God knows other little things in the fine print? Are there ways to get out of those fees as well?
Absolutely. It's all about that conversation. Remember, you go online, you're just being motivated by rate, but not by value. The internet cannot tell you whether or not your kids can stay for you, or they can eat for you, if they're going to get rid of those, those two $9 bottles of water, or they'll give you the free internet, or they'll get rid of parking charges, or worse than worse, get rid of those draconian resort fees, or as the hotels like to rename them now, destination fees. It's all negotiable. But if you don't have that conversation, it's not reflected in what you see online, and then all of a sudden get ready for sticker shock when you check out.
Please explain to me why my big birthday is coming up. It's got a zero at the end, and I was going to stay at the Four Seasons on Lanai. Okay, now I had stayed there for another big event in our lives, and we spent too much money then. It was $1,200 a night, which is totally insanity. But going back now, they want, which I'm never going to pay, $3,500 a night for the same room. Okay. And then I go online to various sites, and people are complaining because they're saying, there is no room service. There is no, maid service. When I went to the restaurant that night, they didn't have my reservation. I waited for 20 minutes for water for breakfast. How can you charge these exorbitant prices and not give people service and get away with it?
Because of the pent-up demand for people wanting to go to the 50th state. you think the hotels are bad, check out the rental car situation.
Oh, my God. People are spending $1,000, you know, for a week.
Oh, listen, not just in Hawaii. I found a car in Florida. They wanted $441 a day for a small Kia. Now, let's do the math here. I could go out and lease one for $109 a month and basically rent it out to you and pay off the car in 3 weeks.
Yeah. Yep.
So, look, pricing right now is out of control. It's on a roller coaster. By the same token, you talked about the hotels. 4 months ago, you know what my airfare was from Los Angeles to New York on American Airlines nonstop from LAX to JFK? What do you think it was?
$300.
$68.
Come on!
That's right. You know what it is today?
Well, how much?
One way, about $400.
So I just booked a trip to Philly, and it's a $270 round trip. So there's some deals to be made.
Well, there are some, but the point is it's wildly swinging. All the algorithms that the airlines used to use to project demand and then set prices are out the window. The playbook has completely been burned because the pandemic completely upset the apple cart, and people are no longer traveling because of season or reason. And until this thing stabilizes, probably around February of next year, all the more reason to have a conversation on the phone and not book it online, or otherwise you won't be able to survive the roller coaster.
Well, I've had friends go to Italy over the past couple of months, and it seems lovely because there's nobody there. I see these pictures of major streets that I've walked throughout my life in various places in Florence, in Venice, in Rome, and there's nobody out there. So I guess if you're willing to wear a mask for 10 or 12 hours on a plane, and once you arrive, realize that there may not be room service or there may not be maid service, but you're willing to, you know, soak up the local culture, it's probably a good time to travel, isn't it?
It's a great time to travel, but one more caveat here. On November 8th, things are going to change again because that's the day America opens up to fully vaccinated travelers from around the world.
Yeah.
And our land borders are going to open up between Mexico and Canada. What does that mean? Again, no seasonality anymore. Within 24 hours of the U.S. announcing they're going to open the borders, bookings on flights to the U.S., throughout the U.S., meaning not just New York or L.A., but Chicago, Atlanta, Dallas, you name it, went up 700%.
Oh, my.
Now, what that means is all of our foreign visitors are not just coming to the U.S., they're going to be flying through it. So airfares for everybody, and that means us, are going up at the rate of between 3 and 5% per day now, and that's compounded. So if you've got plans you want to make for Thanksgiving, you may be a little late unless you want to really, you know, go to your wallet.
Yeah. Can you stay for one more break? I have two other things I want to talk to you about, and then I want you to tell me every place where we can watch all the very cool programming that you do. So can you hang around just one more break?
Well, just because of that self-serving question, I will.
Okay, fantastic. Peter Greenberg is sticking around. It's Mark Summers, KFI AM 640, live on your iHeartRadio app. Mark Summers, KFI AM 640, live on your iHeartRadio app, discussing all things travel with Peter Greenberg. So, Peter, hard or soft luggage, and should we carry on or should we check it?
Well, in my book, I've always said there are two kinds of airline bags, carry-on and lost.
Hmm.
So that's what I've always done. And in my case, domestically, I haven't checked a bag, with one exception, which I'll tell you, in about 9 years. What I normally do is I FedEx my bags, and I've done it literally for 9 years. I don't do it internationally, but in the U.S. I do. And the only day I don't check my bags, the only day I don't use the FedEx for checking my bags is Sunday, because they don't work on Sunday.
Yeah.
That's the one day you got to check them. But other than that, that's what I do. You asked hard-sided or soft-sided. I'm a hard-sided guy, except the one bag that I think really does a great job, only because of their warranty, is Briggs & Riley. I think they do a great job because I really trash my bags, seriously.
But you're traveling every day, for God's sakes.
Right, but you know what? Anytime a zipper's broken or wheels come off, I send it back to these guys, and they fix it. There's no little exclusion there for normal wear and tear and all the other exclusions that other warranties have. These guys really live up to their warranty. So, and that way, on that reason alone, I'm a loyal guy with them.
It's the only luggage I buy, and I agree with you for that reason. I've had wheels disappear and zippers break, and they just fix it and send it back, and there's no questions asked. So you may pay a little bit more up front, but long-term, it makes perfect sense. You know, Portugal was the hot spot, and so I was drawn to go to Portugal. I did this walk while I was there. I kind of didn't get it. It was lovely, and the people were very nice, and I had some good food. But to me, it was like being in Napa Valley. I was walking and hiking in some of the wine district and whatever. I don't know. I mean, I can go to Italy 24/7. I've always found that to be amazing. I like Spain. What's the new destination that's coming around the corner that everybody's going to flock to next?
Well, can I go back on your Portugal comment? Because I got to tell you, I love Portugal.
Yeah.
It's the kingdom of the dead empire, but that to me is attractive because if you ask the local Portuguese folks, hey, what's going on? You know, they want to talk about Vasco da Gama. So there's a lot of hope there. But the food is unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's an affordable destination.
Yes.
And they love Americans. And in fact, if you invest there, you can actually get a Portuguese passport and live there. And so many Americans during the pandemic have done just that. They've moved there.
I had no idea. So if you buy property there, then you get a Portuguese passport?
If you show a dedication to Portugal and you either invest in property or an investment fund and you do so for about 2 or 3 years, the answer is you bet. Hmm. And look, if you take a look at the quality of life there and the cost of living, one of my favorite destinations is the Azores, you know, the 9 westernmost islands in Europe right there off the coast of Portugal. I mean, it's got so much going for it. And you're right, it was the hot destination, and it still is.
The thing that I find fascinating, in 1970, I went to Cinque Terre, okay? Nobody knew what Cinque Terre was. And then all of a sudden, good old Rick Steve decides to put it on, and people watch that thing. And I went there a couple of years ago. It was like going to the Indiana State Fair. It was just totally ruined. And so, you know, that's the problem, is something becomes very hot. And to me, it just, all the charm disappears. Don't you feel that way?
But, you know, look, of course. But look at my mandate, right? No gift shop, no TripAdvisor logo, and no tour buses. Count me in. That's where I'm going.
So where are you going next? Where's the hot spot?
Well, we just finished our one-hour special on Turkey, which is airing now. Literally, and we didn't plan it this way, but I'm actually going to be over there in the next 2 weeks. We're doing another one-hour special in the Canary Islands.
Oh, nice.
And including the volcano in Las Palmas. So we'll be over there shooting that. That'll be on early next year on PBS. And all of our shows on PBS, you can also get on Amazon Prime or Apple TV Plus.
So tell me, so I can get them on all those places. I know you went on an excursion with all these heads of state and got the real behind. Yeah, and so what was the best one of those? You went everywhere. That was fascinating to me.
Well, I do a show for the last 21 years called The Royal Tour. And the premise of the show, has nothing to do with monarchy, is I go to individual sitting heads of state, kings, presidents, prime ministers, and I get from them what would appear to be the impossible. They dedicate 7 days of their schedule solely just to me. And then for the next 7 days, they're my personal tour guide to the country. Imagine two guys on a road trip throughout an entire country, one of whom happens to run the country. And they have no editorial control. There's no writer review. Whatever happens, happens. And we've done it with everybody from the King of Jordan to the Prime Minister of New Zealand, from the President of Mexico to the President of Rwanda. We just did last year, of course, the Prime Minister of Poland. And 3 weeks ago, we just finished the piece, the Royal Tour of Tanzania, a fascinating country. That'll be on the air early next year.
You know, you could give a tutorial, I'm sure, on how to get those things accomplished, because the red tape must be absolutely insane. And yet somehow you magically pull this off. I remember you and I, when we were doing the home show, we were on the island of Maui. And you were the first person who ever took me to Mama's Fish House. I remember you and I and Will Schreiner went there, and had the best time. And now, you know, I'm friends with those people. I my wife's 60th birthday party, I threw it there, and it was a surprise party, and they bent over backwards. And, you know, I live that life occasionally. You live it every day. I got like a minute and a half left, but was this the goal initially? Because you had all sorts of other things. I didn't realize how many TV shows that you launched on the air. Tell the folks some of the shows that you put on television.
Well, now you're making me feel very old, but about 40 years ago, believe it or not, I did a show which we developed when I was running television at Paramount called MacGyver. And then I went over to MGM and developed a show that we also got on the air called 30-something. I've produced a number of television movies. I still produce those things. So I've kept active in all those areas. But it was all, a lot of stuff is, that I'm doing is based on my journalism, which has nothing to do with travel. It has to do with the fact that I was the West Coast correspondent for Newsweek for many years.
Unbelievable. What a career. Peter Greenberg, I cannot thank you enough. Check out his website, petergreenberg.com. You'll learn so much. Travel safe, my friend. Hope to talk to you soon.
You got it, Mark.
All right, folks, we're going to come back and talk about, there's a sound that I want you to hear that happened today that is, it's just peculiar. Mark Summers, KFI AM 640, back in just a few moments. Mark Summers, live in Los Angeles on a Saturday night. You can also listen on your iHeartRadio app. That's Dave Calloway on the board. You know, by the way, Dave, I'm applauding you because apparently that was the theme from MacGyver, a show that I've never seen in my entire life, and you sneak that in a nanosecond, so I'm applauding you for that. Sam Z, our producer, pointed something out to me when I walked in tonight, that they always take sound effects that are in movies, and you think that that's what they sound like, but there was a train crash today in Oklahoma, and it was a truck that had automobiles on it, and the train couldn't stop. And you can look this up and you want to watch it, but this is the actual sound of a train hitting a vehicle with cars on it, and you'll see the cars fly off like Tinker Toys, but just listen to this sound. I mean, come on. You could sit in a sound effects booth till the cows come home, and you could never duplicate that sound in your entire life. Pull it up online. Look at it when we finish up here in the next few minutes and see as it actually happened and hear that sound. I just thought that was interesting and unique. We don't have a lot of time left. 800-520-1534. There's so many channels out there today between Netflix and Hulu and Amazon and HBO Max and Disney Plus. What are the shows that you should be watching right now? So Ted Lasso seems to be the hot show right now. I have not watched it yet. I heard it's unbelievable. I want to know why you think it's so unbelievable. There's a show called Hacks, which is, I think, loosely based on Joan Rivers' career. And I heard that Jean Smart is remarkable in that. And because of my background in stand-up comedy, I definitely want to get to that one. What do you know about Squid Games? Everything on the internet now is all about Squid Games. I don't know a whole bunch about it, but 800-520-1534. Give me a call. Tell me why I should be watching this. I tell you one that I really like, the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel or Maisel. I'm not sure how you correctly pronounce it, but it's a really entertaining program as well that is streaming. And there's just so darn many of them. When you're sitting down in front of the TV at night, and you go to Netflix and you start looking at all the possibilities, or you go to HBO Plus, HBO Max rather. It's like, you know, what do I watch? How do I figure this out? Is it word of mouth? Because during COVID, when it first started and the whole Tiger King thing started, I got dragged into that. And it was like, oh, my God, who in God's name we got a call here. Hold on. I don't have much time. Hi, Jan, are you on the line? Hello? Can you hear me?
I know Mark Summer from way back in Ellis. Tell him Jan said hi.
Jan, how are you? Nice to hear your voice. I don't think I've heard your voice in about, maybe 10 or 15 years. You still living down in Florida?
No, I live in Glendale.
Glendale. Oh, that's right, Glendale. I've totally messed that up. What are you doing these days?
I'm just retired and the manager of an apartment where I've been here 53 years.
And are you watching any of these shows that are on television these days, Jan, that are streaming and exciting and anything that draws you to the set on a regular basis?
I hate to tell you, I just got a TV the first time in about 15 years.
Really? Really?
Yes.
So what have you been watching on TV for the first time in 15 years?
Sports.
Jan, I'm trying to remember. Was it Warner Brothers that we met? I'm trying to think where it was.
Yes. Alice
Show. That's right, the Alice TV show. In fact, you know, Linda's in town. I'm going to have her on the show. I'm going to see if I can grab her. She's doing a new show called Be Positive that's on CBS. And, you know, this woman never stops working. She started on Broadway, and then she went and did Alice for a number of years. And she's got another series. So, hey, listen, it's great to hear your voice. Thanks so much for calling in.
To say hi. I've never stopped loving you.
Well, you're the kindest lady. You be well. Take care of yourself. Nice hearing from you. Take care. We have another phone call here. Is it Aaliyah? Hello? How are you? You've been watching a lot of streaming TV?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I just came here. Sorry.
No problem. Tell me what it is you like watching on TV and why should I watch it?
Are you into superheroes and stuff like that or no?
You know, I'm not a big comic book guy, so no, I'm really not into that kind of stuff.
Okay. So if you're into you, I mean, I watch a lot of like those old TV shows like Bewitched. I'm a rookie streaming. I watch like a lot of Bewitched, I Dream of Jeannie, you know, stuff like that. Like the A-Team, like old school TV shows I'm into.
Yeah, it seems like old school TVs, people never get enough of that stuff. You know, you're the old Nick at Night and that stuff like that. That's, you know, people seem to love that stuff. Yeah, I that's what I mean. There's just so many choices these days. It's hard to decide. So I want to thank everybody for joining us again this Saturday night. Great conversation with Tom Dreesen talking to us about his life and stand-up comedy opening for Frank Sinatra for the past 14 years prior to his death, obviously, and what that whole experience was like. And he's just a walking encyclopedia about stand-up comedy and the people that he's worked with. And then Peter Greenberg, you know, if you're planning on taking a trip, which, you know, we're all thinking about it. I've had two trips canceled to Europe during COVID. We're having a decision to be made around 1st of November about, are we going to try this again with this variant that's seemingly slowing down? And hopefully you've all got vaccinated and you're wearing your mask and we can hopefully stop this ridiculous thing and get back to some sort of normalcy. And, you know, here we are, end of another show. I'm back next Saturday night. Who's going to be on? You know what? I haven't had a chance to think about it, but these are always the fastest 2 hours of my life when we're on here talking about it. Tell me what's going on in your life, Mark Ronner. What's up in store for you before I see you next Saturday?
Well, you mentioned TV, and you were kind of coming up goose egg on the calls with recommendations. I got two recommendations for you.
Mm-hmm.
Chapel Wait and Loudermilk. Chapel Wait's from a Stephen King short story. It's got Adrian Brody and 19th century vampires. Loudermilk is Ron Livingston as an ex-rock critic who has a bad attitude and a smart mouth and leads an addiction recovery group set in Seattle. And as an ex-newspaper reporter, it kind of hits a little bit close to home for me, except for the addiction part. Well, right now, at least. check those two shows out. I think you'll like those.
Have you watched Ted Lasso?
Yeah, Ted Lasso is surprisingly good, and it caught me off guard and choked me up a couple times. I'm man enough to admit it.
Squid Games, you watch that?
Squid Games isn't bad. I've only seen the first episode, but it reminds you of some hardcore Japanese violent stuff. It's the most popular thing on Netflix. Pretty entertaining. My girlfriend, who can't stand the gory stuff that I always watch, she beat me through the whole series. So it's got something going for it.
What? How do you find the time, for God's sakes?
I've been a critic my whole career, and I just watch as many things as I have time for.
Amazing. I'm a news junkie, so I watch CNN, I watch MSNBC, I watch Fox. I try to get as many points of view as I possibly can. And I always watch Brian Williams at 8 o'clock from 8 to 9. And then I'm just exhausted. You know what I watch every night at 9 o'clock? You're going to think I'm strange. I watch The View. it just relaxes me, and I giggle about some of the ridiculous conversations that I see on that show. But, you know, it's the highest-rated talk show on daytime television right now. Do you believe
it probably got a lot better since they lost Meghan McCain. I don't believe she added a great deal to the conversation.
I think the numbers are even stronger. And, boy, talk about somebody I don't miss at all. It's unbelievable. Hey, Mark, thank you so much. Love playing radio with you. We'll see you next week.
Got you back.
Yeah, thank you, Sam Zia. We'll see you next week, our producer. And, of course, Dave, our board op, who is magnificent and quick at those fingers. I appreciate your help as well. Keep listening. KFI, more stimulating talk radio. I'm Mark Summers. See you next week.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.